Quest. The Vacuum Oil Company, marketers of Plume Motor Spirit, Laurel Kerosene, Mobil Distillate, Mobil Power Kerosene, Mobil Oil, and more than 300 Mobil quality products, presents the fourth semi-final of its nationwide search for Australia's outstanding voices, the 1950 Mobil Quest. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Vacuum Oil Theatre, another program in Australia's greatest vocal contest. The 1950 Mobil Quest is rapidly reaching its climax. Three of the six grand finalists have already been chosen, and when the winner of tonight's semi-final is announced, another competitor will have become eligible to share in the major prize money amounting to £1,600, which will be awarded to the singers in the Melbourne Town Hall on September the 6th. And now the singers, the adjudicators, and the orchestra are ready. And here is the conductor of the Australian Symphony Orchestra and director of Mobil Quest, Hector Crawford. The first competitor for tonight is Edwin Liddell, a tenor from Regent Victoria, who won the second heat. His aria is O Paradiso from L'Africana by Meyerbeer.
Oh, my smiling land. Garden wide and fair, I bid thee all hail, all hail.
Oh, Paradiso was sung by Edwin Liddell. Now, what have you been doing since we saw you last, Mr. Liddell?
Well, I've done quite a lot of singing and a lot of study.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my job keeps me very busy.
Your job? What's that?
Engineering.
Engineering. Are you a specialist in any branch?
Well, no. I work in the tool-making section of a large industrial firm in Melbourne.
Yeah. Well, life seems pretty full for you, doesn't it? Don't you get any relaxation?
Well, not at the moment. I did play tennis quite a lot, but I just don't seem to find the time these days.
Well, don't forget the old adage, all work and no play. Right, well, let's have Leo Ballard now. Ladies and gentlemen, Edwin Liddell will sing Tell Me Tonight by Spolyansky.
I should be happy, and yet I've had no peace since we met. Sometimes full of hope, at times despairing, caring as I do. Lord, for your answer I wait. Why can't you tell me my fate? Take me in your arms and whisper those sweet words I long to hear. Love, I give you my heart. If you will take this gift I bring you, tell me tonight. Love, if I must depart, if you would hush the song I sing you, tell me tonight. Oh, speak on never again. My lovely flame will greet you, meet the moon streaming light. Stay with sun's lips divine, that you'll be mine.
The first singer in tonight's semi-final of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest was Edwin Liddell of Victoria. The next singer is Phyllis Rogers, a soprano from Strathfield, New South Wales, who won the third heat of Mobile Quest. She will sing first the aria, Peace, Peace, O God, from The Force of Destiny by Verdi.
Season 5.
Peace, O God, was sung by Phyllis Rogers. Well, Miss Rogers, it was some 18 weeks since we saw you here. Have you been very busy?
Well, yes, I've been studying, of course, and I do quite a lot of professional things.
In New South Wales, only, or do you go interstate?
Well, mainly in New South Wales.
Have you any other interests, apart from your singing, keep you busy?
I'm very fond of making pottery.
Pottery, are you? What sort of work do you do?
Well, mainly wall plaques and lamp faces. But I'm very interested in underglazing or painting.
Painting, is it? Well, it must be a very interesting and, I should say, profitable sideline, is it?
Well, it would be if I had more time.
Too bad you haven't. Well, speaking of time, I think we should have your ballad now. Ladies and gentlemen, Phyllis Rogers will sing Dedication by Schumann.
Oh!
Second singer in the fourth semi-final of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest was Phyllis Rogers of New South Wales. The third competitor is a baritone from Homebush, New South Wales. John Mossfield was the winner of the 17th heat of Mobile Quest, and the aria he has chosen for this semi-final is from Verdi's La Traviata, Di Provenza. for a Friend, Sir, was sung by John Mossfield. Incidentally, it's only a few weeks ago since we had you here for your heat, wasn't it, Mr. Mossfield?
That's quite right, John.
How have you been filling in your time?
Well, work most of the time. I've had my head well down.
No, that was for the low notes, I suppose.
Yes.
Seriously, what else have you been doing?
Well, I've been appearing in Brisbane with Mr. Status Monitor.
Oh, I'm glad.
How is she? Lovely as ever.
Well, how did the show go?
Well, it was a very fine show. Really fine show indeed. We were doing excerpts from her musical comedy success.
Oh, and what was it, just a commercial show? Or?
No, actually it was for charity, for the Centaur Appeal.
Oh, that Centaur was a hospital ship that was torpedoed, wasn't it?
That's quite right.
And the show was for fun, for what?
For
charity connected with that?
That's right, to build a home for the nurses.
In Brisbane?
In Brisbane,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, that is a very good effort. I hope they do well. Well, now, what's your ballad? What are you singing?
I'm singing Old Man River from Shearbird.
Ah, an old favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, John Mossfield will sing Old Man River.
Mississippi, niggas all work while the white folks play. Pulling those boats from the dawn till sunset, getting no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down, you don't dismake that white folks crown. Bend your knee and bow your head and pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man's boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing, he just keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling along. He don't plant haven, he don't plant cotton, and them that plant them is soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along. And train, body all aching and racked with pain. Hold that bud, lift that veil. You get a little drunk and you land in jail. I'll get weary and sick of crying. I'm tired of living and feel
singer tonight was John Mossfield of New South Wales. The other competitors in this, the fourth semi-final of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest, were Edwin Liddell of Victoria and Phyllis Rogers of New South Wales. Tonight's broadcast of the fourth semifinal of the 1950 Mobile Quest was compared by John Curtis. The leader of the orchestra was Herbert Pettifer. The broadcast presentation was by Roland Strong. And the Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford, director of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest.